Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio spreading the gospel like we always do. Amen. We're going to continue to message the teachings on the second coming of Christ, the end times, praise the Lord, from the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. For this series of teachings, those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate during today's broadcast for the series of teachings. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Now, we're going back to the Gospel according to St. Matthew 24 and verse number 9. Missionary Velvet, what did Jesus say?
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Amen. And these days, testing time is coming. That's why I stress it, how important it is to make sure you get a rock-bottom salvation. Amen. It's good to be nice. It's good to visit the sick. It's good to do good deeds as far as feeding the hungry and all of that. Poverty is such an issue in our world today, especially in nations such as Africa or down in certain areas where you have to, where people feed those that's hungry. All of that's wonderful. All that's good. But after you feed the hungry, after you clothe the naked, after you, amen, give water to the thirsty, praise God. It's good to dig wells. Amen. In areas where people don't have good, clean water to drink. All of that's wonderful. All that's good. And it's needful. Especially in areas where people, amen, don't have sanitary water to drink. Amen. It's sad. And it's needful for people to dig wells and all that. All that's wonderful. All that's good. Praise God. But after you do these wonderful deeds, all these wonderful things, then you must be born again. You must have this new life in your soul that Jesus brought here. Because, amen, just because you dig wells and give people nice clean water, amen, is not, amen, salvation to get you into heaven. There's no excuse, amen, or no substitute for salvation to get you into heaven. Praise God. You'll be blessed in this world because you did all these wonderful deeds. But in order to go to heaven, we must be born again, knowing Jesus as your Savior. Praise God. Amen. That's needful. Praise God. Amen. So as Jesus said, persecution is coming. Now, Christians don't like persecution. I don't like persecution, but it's part of the package. And therefore, you must be able to stand. Amen. That's why I'm preaching. This is the dressing up room. We need to get a rock bottom salvation. Be shown up saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. So you'll be able to stand. Because the devil is going to come along and going to try to test out whether you are shown up a true saint of God or you're a hypocrite. And I'm telling you. And they're like that. And if you don't have it, then you're going to fall by the wayside. Praise God. Amen. So, amen, praise the Lord. But if you get it like the Bible said, you'll be able to stand. I'm telling you, you'll be able to stand. Praise God. Amen. What verse 10 says?
And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
Amen. And then the next day is coming when you got lukewarm Christians trying to portray the real saints of God. And that's coming when you got these lukewarm Christians. Amen. Because they're scared because they're trying to save their neck. So if they'll try to, amen, betray the real true saints of God. And all that coming. Praise God. Amen. But I'm telling you, we need to get it like the Bible said, we'll be able to stand. Amen. All this trouble and stuff going on. Because when you got Christ in your soul, the Lord will take care of you. Amen. Now, if the apostles went through what they went through with because they love Jesus, don't you know the Lord want us to show how much we love him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So that's why it's needful to get a rock bottom salvation. Be saved. Be shown up sanctified through the blood. Be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. So you'll be able to go with Jesus when he comes. Because some nations, the devil is in them. They don't like Christianity. They try to keep it out. Amen. They want to enforce their religion. And if you say you're a Christian, they'll kill you. They will. Amen. But, amen, we got to know how to, amen, have our belief in Christ. And some people do it in secret. And I understand it's necessary to do it in secret. Because when your nation support their religion, and amen, and then they want to knock out Christianity, knock out Jesus, because they want you to be a Muslim or whatever. Praise God. It's hard. I know it's hard, because that's persecution. It's hard. Amen. But, amen, we need to know to love the Lord and do it in secret. Praise God. Do it in secret. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What verse 12 say?
11th verse. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many.
And verse 11. Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And you got many false prophets out here telling the people that you don't have to do all of this. Just confess the Lord out your mouth. But I got news to let you know. Don't you know when you confess Jesus, Jesus bring forth a change? Because Paul says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. When Jesus moves in, the devil is cast out. He changes your attitude. He changes your way. That's how you know you're a child of God, because your attitude changed. You don't curse no more. You don't lie no more. You don't steal no more. You don't commit fornication and commit adultery anymore. Because Jesus brings forth a change. You don't steal and rob no more. You don't rape no more. Because Jesus brings forth a change. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, amen. Folks smoking and doing, smoking, amen, grass and smoking these plants and all of that. I tell these prisoners, if the Lord meant for you to smoke, he'll put a chimney over your head. I'm telling you. The Lord don't mean for you to smoke no weed, smoke no tobacco, smoke no, amen, anything that, amen, like a smokestack. He don't want you to do that. But the Lord wants you to keep your body clean. Amen. Keep your body clean. Praise God. The Lord wants us to live holy. It's time to live holy. I'm telling you, it's time to live holy. Because the devil don't want you to live holy, but it's time to live holy. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Just get ready. Lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Because this is a powerful message talking about the end times. Praise God. Amen. So let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Amen. Talking about, amen, the second coming of Christ. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, turn their life around. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up, say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Vail.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. The Lord can do anything. You believe that Mrs. Ella Holmes just gave us, and we pray, he prayed. You've been set free. It's just for you to open your heart up and let Jesus take control, and he would do that for you and I. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has so much in store for you, and there is nothing too hard for him to do. He waited for you with arms wide open for you to give him your situation so he can give you your answer. And those in the free will, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God has a blessing for you also too. And he's there willing to fix things for you no matter what. Remember that God loves all of us with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you, to receive that, because God can do anything. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vail and myself. The Lord will open up doors that we might be able to get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because, amen, it's a job trying to get into some of these prisons. Amen. It takes the power of God to help us to get into these jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we need prayer. Amen. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you'd like to give your gifts of support, large or small, you can do so through our PayPal button. It's a secure button, and you can give your gifts, amen, amen, to support our ministry. Praise God. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated can write our ministry for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates, and also inmates that speak the other languages, praise God, can write us, praise God, amen, for Bibles, praise the Lord, amen, so we can get Bibles to you in your language, praise God, amen. Go, Jesus, love the Spanish-speaking people, and Jesus, love all of you, amen. To next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.